With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More winter weather is on the way for parts of the South, still digging out from last weekend's big storm that has some parts of the South colder than it has been for many decades.
There's definitely a big winter storm that's going to be developing off the coast over the next 24 hours. It's going to be spreading a pretty large area of heavy snow from eastern Tennessee into northeast Georgia, much of central to northern South Carolina, pretty much all of North Carolina, and southwest Virginia and a portion of southeastern Virginia.
And as for those temperatures,
it'll be pretty cold as we go towards the weekend. So even though those areas, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, are not going to receive any precipitation from this storm, the cold temperatures will definitely be affecting them, and especially if there are still power outages.
The Justice Department has now opened a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting death of Alex Pretty in Minneapolis. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Pretty was gunned down by Border Patrol officers, and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch said the FBI would be leading the investigation.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
Blanch did not explain why DOJ decided to open an investigation into Pretty's killing, but has said a similar probe is not warranted in the death of Renee Good, who was shot by an ICE officer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ben Thomas reports President Trump is threatening sanctions over Cuba.
President Trump signed an executive order that would impose tariffs on goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. It's a move that puts pressure on Mexico. President Claudia Sheinbaum said this week her government has at least temporarily stopped oil shipments to Cuba, but called that a sovereign decision, not made under pressure from Washington.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. This is SRN News. A new look at America's religious practices and beliefs. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that about half of the population never goes to church. 25% attend weekly, 8% once or twice a month, and 18% once or twice a year. 54% of Americans are certain that God exists, 21% are fairly certain, and 24% are pretty sure or very sure that he does not exist. 44% of us pray daily, 23% weekly or monthly, 32% seldom or never. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused a Delaware nurse practitioner of prescribing abortion-inducing drugs to Texas residents. It is the second lawsuit Texas filed against an out-of-state provider over such medications. Paxton has filed suit against Deborah Lynch, who operates an online clinic called Her Safe Harbor. The lawsuit alleges that Lynch sent abortion pills to women in several cities, including Houston. This is SRN News. Karen Chambas reports on Venezuela's privatization of its oil industry.
Less than a month after the brazen seizure of then-President Nicolas Maduro in a U.S. military attack in Venezuela's capital, Venezuela is shaking up its oil industry. At a rally in the capital, Caracas, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, announced she has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to privatization. The move reverses a tenet of the self-proclaimed socialist movement that has ruled the country for more than two decades. The moves by both governments are paving the way for yet another radical geopolitical and economic shift in Venezuela. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show celebrating a major milestone. The 150th annual show will open on Saturday. The first show, 150 years ago, featured about 1,200 dogs and dozens of breeds. This year's show boasts 2,500 dogs. More at SRNNews.com.